Johnny Magnanti.
One day after school, on a spring day in 1977, in a small town on Canada's west coast, a 12-year-old girl unknowingly went to her final dance class. For 20 years, the Royal Canadian Mounted Police felt they knew what had happened to Carolyn Lee. From her dance class, she only had to walk a short distance to her parents' cafe. She should have been there by 6:30, but never arrived. 24 hours later, a farmer found Carolyn Lee's body in a clearing beside Cox Lake, only 5 minutes' drive from the edge of town. She had been raped and murdered. The single important clue to the killer's identity was a set of tire tracks in the mud.
The town was in shock. Port Alberni had lost its innocence. It had been a town where you didn't have to lock your doors, where you could walk the streets at night. That all changed.
By the ninth day, frustration grew as the killer's trail grew colder. Hundreds of potential suspects had been questioned, but there were no strong leads. Constable MacDonald was assigned to another case, that of a woman who reported that a man driving a 4x4 had taken her to the woods near Cox Lake and sexually assaulted her.